world where achievements and accolades motivate us to do more and be more, we're often left wondering, is this really it?
Deep inside, you know there is more to life. You're ready to leave behind the old, push your way through, and claim the deeper life that's calling you.
That's where we excel.
We're your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak.
And this is the Soulful Leader Podcast.
Sit back and relax as we share the shortcuts we've uncovered to help you make shift happen. Great. Well, this is the Soulful Leader Podcast, and we are super excited to be on this journey with you. This is our very first podcast. So welcome. My name is Marin Oslak.
And I'm Stephanie Allen.
Yeah, and we are your hosts. And we really wanted to jump in today. Actually, it would probably be best for us to start off with who the heck we are. Stephanie, do you want to start?
Sure. So, you know, for the past, 30 years, I've been a seeker. I'd have to say that's probably more important. It's not so much what I do. It's more important why I do what I do. And for the most part, it's 30 years of seeking, you know, the bigger questions of like, who am I? Why am I here? Now in my, I call it my outer life, I've had lots of opportunity to what we would call in the traditional sense, be a leader, whether it was owning my own business or being a therapist or those kind of things. But ultimately it's really the inner that I feel, you know, that we're doing here together. And this podcast, Marin, is about the innerness, the inner work that is to be done, which is, you know, uncovering who am I? Why am I here? What is the purpose or meaning of my life? And the reason I do that is so that I can really be a good role model, not just for my loved ones and families, which is very important, but a good role model for my community, but ultimately even for myself, like to actually find my true self, fall in love with that true self, and live from that place. That's me.
Stephanie, that makes me want to just jump into all of our material right now. Isn't that great? So for me, so one of the things that you'll find out about us is that Stephanie and I met probably 25 or 30 years ago through our spiritual teacher. And Stephanie mentioned outer life and inner life. Obviously, we have deep, rich inner lives. Both of us do. And my outer life, our outer lives both took us in completely different directions, and we refound each other recently, and this has all evolved from that. But leadership for me has looked like I've been a dance instructor nationally and internationally. I've owned several businesses and I've had teams working under me or working with me. And I think that right there, to me, that's the thing, that leaders are so different. We all come in such different shapes and sizes and ideas. And kind of, if I were to break it down, like the old guard leadership is that people work under you, right? That's how I was raised, that you're a leader. That means that you're in charge of people. And I think that's what we want to get into today, is like, what is the difference? Why is this important now? What is a soulful leader? What is the new leadership? And I see there are so many people doing great things with leadership around teams and working together and being a part of something with other people instead of over other people. And that's what is really exciting to me. And I think what brought us together and into doing this podcast at this time right now.
Absolutely. I think there's a whole new paradigm that's shifting around what leadership is. And we're all seeking for something. And what's interesting, we tend to, because it's just a habit, we tend to seek for that outside of ourselves. We seek it in, you know, a guide or a political or a medical model or an education model. And that all those systems are no longer really working for us anymore. And we're being asked to be the leaders inside. And to me, both of what we're both saying is that in the outer world, we might have this outer world success, but it's really the internal, the way we are with ourselves, the way we are with our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our connection with the divine, whatever that might mean to you, but to really unpack our gifts, our strengths, our value, and share that in a collaborative way. So this is really what our podcast is about, is how to do that and why it's important.
And that's what I think. So you use this, and both of us used this word, inner world and outer world. And I think that the definition that you just gave right there of what that means to have an inner world, of all those, the inner conversations that we have with ourselves, the leadership, how do I lead myself? What does that mean? Like, how do I wake up in the morning? And what are the things that I say to myself? Am I kind? Am I generous? Am I, you know, combative? What, you know, all of that, that's your inner world, right? And being on a journey, both outside and inside, it takes both, right? There's that both and, there's both happening. It can't be one at the exclusion of the other. And I think that that's something that people are waking up to. They're really starting to understand that. And it's time. Now is when it's happening.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at changing that story, that narrative of what a real leader is. I kind of want to start like, well, what a leader is not, you know, a leader is not a hierarchy of a company. So all of you that are listening out there right now go, oh, I'm not really a leader. I don't really have a team, or I don't really have my own business, or I don't really, you know, am a, you know, high level volunteer or whatever it is, but you're leading yourself and you are a leader. You're a leader of your own heart. So that's how this is shifting. So it's not about a title. There is no title of a master's or whatever it is. It's like your title is your name. That's defines you as a leader.
So when I think of, you know, just to interrupt you real quick, an example of that is a lot of times in the corporate structure, right, we think of people getting promoted to a leadership position. And I really think that the leadership comes from within. And this is what you're saying of like, it comes from within. It doesn't, being promoted to a position does not make you a leader. It doesn't give you leadership qualities. You have those. We all have leadership qualities. And some of us choose to go further with them, and some choose not to. And there is no right or wrong with that. It just is that leadership is a part of all of us. So.
And I think you just made a good point of there too, is like, you know, a leader, it's within all of us, and it's really up to ourselves to unpack that, to discover it, to unveil it. And many of us don't often choose to do that because for many, many various reasons, whether we don't feel good enough or we don't value or understand our gifts and strengths in that way. But essentially, that's one of the qualities of a leader, is that this commitment to grow and discover and to lead from one's heart as a level of inspiration.
Yeah. And I think that every single parent out there, right? Every parent, every coach, right? Anyone that works with kids or works with others, there's a leader right there.
I mean, how many times, Maren, has you know, your parents said to you, don't do as I do as I say. And then, and it's like, but that's not leadership. You know, a leadership would say, you know what? This person, this child, this being deserves the best of me. And if I unpack that and learn and grow and develop that part, then it becomes a role model for them to find the best in them. I heard it said one day, it's like, you know, I'll take care of me because I love you. Hmm. You take care of you because you love me. And that is a very different paradigm than many of us have. We tend to think we do everything for everybody else and then we forget about ourselves. This is a podcast about bringing unity into that, is to being able to say is that when you love yourself, you actually are then offering more of that love and that passion and compassion towards the other person and vice versa.
That makes a huge difference. Like, that alone is a huge shift. And it's interesting. So I mentioned that I come from the dance world, and it's ballroom, swing, salsa, all of those. And the social dance community, one of the actually, even in the competitive dance community. So one of the things that I learned very early on from one of my teachers was that if I do my part to the best of my ability, and if my partner is making errors, and if I can adjust for those and like just work with them, and I'm always thinking, how can I make my partner be like, look the best and feel the best that's possible? And if he's doing the same thing, if he's always thinking about like, okay, I'm gonna do the best that I can so that how can I also make her look as good as and feel as good as possible? What we create together is just like amazing. And unfortunately, what I see most of the time when people are dancing is they do just think of themselves. So there's that both and of, if you just think of yourself and not how it will impact somebody else, then you end up being an ego and it becomes shallow, and there's a path that you can go down that possibly is what we've seen as old leadership, right?
And it's hard. It's a harder path. You have to work harder. It takes more time, more energy, more effort, and you're completely disconnected from yourself and the other person. Make more mistakes. Not that mistakes are bad, but it's like they don't always have to be necessary. There can be a gentler, kinder way. And I think that's what we're moving into, is this new model of like, not to say that we don't want to work hard, but we want to work differently. We want to work differently, and we want to be able to receive and be guided in flow. And what I mean by flow, it's like the path of least resistance has gotten a really bad rap, hasn't it? Kind of said, oh, you're lazy, you know, you got to work harder. But it's like, when you think of a water flowing down, it's like, it doesn't beat the living daylights out of the rock. It finds its way around it. But in the process of doing it, the rock gets softer, it gets smoother, but its focus is different. And I think that's so great. What a great analogy with dancing.
Great analogy. And I think that, you know, you just brought up the flow, and next week we're going to talk a little bit more about possibilities of, you know, this new form of leadership. And I love the idea of the flow of leadership instead of the pounding of leadership. We tend to think of, you know, it's like, I will impose versus I will include. Right? So a leader's job, the soulful leader's job, is to inspire and empower, not to impose and tell, right? And I think that holding that, and you know, one of the things that you and I, Stephanie, had talked about is how can we engage you, our listeners, and ask you some questions. So a question just came to me. It's like, what does that mean for you? If you were to think of yourself as a leader, whether you feel like one right now or not, and think about flowing around objects like a rock, like water, instead of feeling like you need to break the rock apart, right? Because that's your job, you're the leader. What if there was an easier way that doesn't mean being lazy and what all the baggage that we put along with that, right? What would that look like for you if you could just sit with that for a little bit? How would that feel in your life?
That is so great. A great question. And just to be with that, and I'm going to add another question on there too. You know, growing up, when you think of somebody that led you, that helped you become a better person, who was that person? Mm-hmm. And what were the qualities of that person? They might have been a teacher, they might have been a grandparent, they might have been a friend down the street or a complete stranger. But something changed your life because of them. And they didn't probably have a title. They may or may not have even owned a business. I know when I've spoken to some of my clients and even myself, it's been the people that have been quote unquote the most insignificant in society, but have been most significant in the development of your human heart. So those are two really great questions to let yourself ponder with that. And if you are so willing to just ponder with that and take us on the journey, we would love to help uncover the possibilities in our next podcast with you.
Yeah, I look forward to that. I'm excited. I want to hear some of those qualities. So great. We will look forward to seeing you and hearing you. Is that how that works? This is new for us. Next week. Thanks for joining us.
And that wraps up another episode of the Soulful Leader Podcast with your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Maren Oslak. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to dive deeper, head over to our website at thesoulfulleaderpodcast.com.
Until next time.